The character and fitness committee got it right. Matt Hale should never practice law in Illinois or any state. But the committee got it wrong, too. It says this case isn't about Hale's freedom of speech, that it's about his inability to uphold the rules of professional conduct, about a nasty letter he wrote, about his failure to be open and honest at his hearing. But this is a freedom of speech case. It's just that the Illinois bar has every right to consider what Hale said and what he's done when it decides if he's worthy of being a lawyer. Hale's been denied his law license because he lacks the necessary character to practice law. And that's because Hale is a racist, and much more. A bigoted man who eagerly spouts off about a racial hierarchy, who tells his white supremacist hotline callers that they need to take action, action he never quite defines. But he told the New York Times that his group claims the right to use any means to advance its cause, including violence, once its free speech rights have been quashed. Benjamin Smith apparently heeded that call. He went out and shot 14 people. Two of them died. And as Hale himself acknowledged, he probably did it because the committee refused Matt Hale membership in the Illinois bar. Smith's legal means had been thwarted, so he used violence and terrorism. He once told a reporter Hale had said that's acceptable. That isn't the only evidence of arguably insightful behavior. Police continue to investigate whether Hale's white supremacist group played a role in the recent California synagogue fires. The Sacramento Bee quoted Matt Hale as having this coy reaction. "Certainly there is nothing immoral about torching the den of the serpent," he said. How can such a man ever, ever take an oath to uphold the Constitution, the laws of the land that provide equality for all? He can't. His serpent quote seals the issue if his previous rantings hadn't. And that is enough to deny him admission to the bar. No need to claim artificially that this isn't a First Amendment issue. Matt Hale has spoken and written this hatred. The First Amendment comes into play. But his speech isn't the kind that's placed off limits by the First Amendment, something we can't delve into when he asks to be a lawyer. Not all speech is entitled to the same degree of protection under the Constitution, and all kinds of speech can be penalized if the government has a truly compelling reason. Just ask the courts of this land. In fact, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled just a few years ago that a person who advocates a race war, who won't tolerate other races, who belongs to a racist group, shows bias, and that such evidence can be put before a sentencing jury in a death penalty case when it's relevant to the crime. Sure, it's a First Amendment issue, but a jury can use it when they consider if someone should die. The state bar has every right to consider it, too, for the relevant inquiry of whether he's able to honestly take an oath to uphold the Constitution. And all Hale's speech and association is costing him is his job as a lawyer, not his life. And in bar admission cases, the Supreme Court backs that up. It said that it's important to consider prior speech and association, complicity by encouragement, when you're looking at a potential lawyer's character. State bars can ask if an applicant is a member of the KKK and deny the applicant admission if he refuses to answer because it's a relevant inquiry. And the state courts have been quick to apply that principle. Arizona, a bar applicant has First Amendment rights but can be denied admission for, among other things, using intemperate language and epithets. Illinois, a man who wrote nasty letters can't hide behind the First Amendment. They show he's unfit to be a lawyer. Nebraska, a man who is rude, hostile, and threatening to women can't be a lawyer. New Jersey, an attorney who makes one small racial innuendo is suspended from the practice of law for 3 months because such comments harm the legal profession and justice itself. All implicitly or explicitly First Amendment cases, and each time the court denies an applicant membership or suspends him from the practice of law. Matt Hale can go on speaking. He can fill his answering machine, his website, his flyers with hate. But he's lost any right he may have had to do so as a lawyer. The bar's got no room for someone of his morals, his character. As Justice Frankfurter put it many years ago, a lawyer stands as a shield in defense of right and to ward off wrong. Mr. Hale's no shield. He should never, ever be a lawyer, First Amendment or not. I'm Amy Guida.